From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, there's talk of Senator Hillary Clinton taking on a big role in the next administration. She may be the next Secretary of State.
But first, a wildfire is burning out of control just south of Santa Barbara in the wealthy community of Montecito. More than 100 homes have burned. Thousands of people have evacuated. The fire broke out just after sunset last night, fanned by 70-mile-per-hour winds. And with us now is NPR's Carrie Kahn, who's at the scene in Montecito. Carrie, is this fire at all contained?
I just came out of a briefing from all officials of Santa Barbara County and Montecito, and they were all warning that, no, it's nowhere near containment. There is a lull in the winds right now. There's barely any breeze blowing right now, which is great for firefighters, and they're just trying to take advantage of it. The fire captain said it's an all-out assault, hand-to-hand combat, and then they have a lot of air. Fixed wing and helicopter dumpings are waiting for the giant super DC-10 that takes water out of the ocean and will come up on these hills here in Santa Barbara and hopefully douse as much of the fire as they can before those dreaded Santa Ana winds pick up again this afternoon.
Right, and I understand there are firefighters from all over, not just Santa Barbara, but from as far away as Orange County.
This is the only way in Southern California that we deal with these fires, which are just so more and more occurring faster and faster, is this mutual aid. So we have firefighters from all over San Diego County, Orange County, as you said, Los Angeles County firefighters came up here because they have the aircraft that you can hear one going over me right now, one of the scoopers. I hope you can still hear me as it flies over. But, you know, they can't fight these fires without those mutual aid and firefighters from all over the region. And city officials and county officials were just so grateful today for all the help that they've gotten so far.
So, yeah, I can hear that. I can hear that aircraft right now. So thousands of people evacuated. And where are they going?
Well, it's funny that you asked me that. I was standing here in the village area. It's a little shopping center. I was just talking to this woman. I said, where did you go? You evacuated. She said they came at the door at 1 in the morning. Firefighters, it was actually police, banging on the door. They grabbed their cats and computers. And I said, where did you go? And she said, the Fess Parker, which is one of the resorts on the other side of the mountain here. So a lot of people have means to go places. The people that don't were at a Red Cross shelter down by the ocean. I think there were 200 people there. And I also talked to a bunch of students. There is a private liberal arts Christian school. You can hear more of the aircraft coming over me right now. Mm-hmm. But there's a private liberal arts Christian school that was right in the heart of the fire. And they had to shelter in place. It was a terrifying night for 1,000 students. They were put into this gymnasium that is a concrete structure that firefighters had worked on a plan with the college in case of such an emergency. And a fellow church that they usually go to on Sundays came with buses at 3 in the morning and brought them down out of the smoke at about 3 in the morning, and they just had a terrifying night. So people are scattered all over the community.
Right, and these are very fast-moving winds and fast-moving flames. And NPR's Carrie Kahn on the scene there in Montecito near Santa Barbara following this fire. Carrie, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Madeline.
Many of the evacuees from this fire, known as the Tea Fire, are finding shelter at the San Marcos High School in Goleta, California, just west of Santa Barbara. Dixie Daniels is one of them. She joins us now. Dixie, welcome to the program, and can you tell us how close your home is to the fire?
Trees around my home burned. I don't think there was any fire damage to my home, but a house, just a couple of houses up the street, I believe, has burned to the ground.
When did you evacuate from your house?
I would say it was about 7, maybe 7:30 last night. I was out on my patio, and I actually saw the fire get started. It was tiny. You know, it looked like headlights of an automobile a couple of miles away, and I watched it for 3 or 4 minutes, and it grew to the size of a football field, and then it was almost a mile long within 3 or 4 minutes. It was just horrifying to watch. I got in my car and turned on the radio, and they started broadcasting the evacuation request for my neighborhood, so I just got in the car and drove down the hill to the parking lot of a grocery store and sat there and watched it, not knowing what to do. They started to announce that San Marcos High School would be the Red Cross Center for people who were evacuated. So about midnight, I came down here.
One of the things that I've been reading about is that apparently you could hear the fire as well. A lot of people were hearing explosions, like fireworks, as things burned.
Yes, there were explosions, and I don't know what it was unless it was propane tanks or something.
So you evacuated last night. What did you take with you?
Not enough. I came back to San Marcos High School this morning because my cell phone is dead. I took my phone and my purse, but I didn't think to bring the charger, and they let me use the phone to call my family out of state and let them know I was okay. So I sure appreciated that. Kind of hectic. You don't know what to grab.
How many folks are there with you at the shelter, approximately?
I would say 100 or two. They're scattered around. They're trying to have classes today, so it's kind of a mishmash of people. There are emergency personnel and the Red Cross personnel, and we slept in the gym last night, and most everyone has gone from there this morning.
School's in session even amidst these fires.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. The fires seem to be more under control this morning than they were last night. I mean, it was the winds have calmed down a lot, and that's what's blowing the fires. But it's supposed to pick up again this afternoon. I went back to my house, and they had all of the streets shut off to the Riviera, so I can't get back there at all to see, you know, what the damage is or anything about it. So I guess I'm hanging out here at the high school until we can get back to our home.
Fire is something that all of us here in California know is something that you can expect. How well prepared do you think you and your house was for something like this?
Well, I wasn't prepared at all because my house is newly constructed. In fact, it's not quite finished yet. And I had just been up there late yesterday afternoon meeting with landscaper when I saw the fire, when the wind started to come up and the fire broke out. So I'm not at all organized for it.
How long do you think you might have to stay at that shelter for?
I don't know. I can tell that the fire is more under control this morning than it was last night, but it's not as easy to see during the daylight. It's smoky and very dense smoke. It's hard to see where the fire is going as opposed to last night. It was readily visible at night.
Dixie Daniels is at the evacuation center at San Marcos High School in Goleta, California. Thank you, Dixie, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. You're so welcome.